Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
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 We're both wearing our Skims bodysuits today with Skims bras.
I'm not really
and
a bodysuit girl. Because I don't like the clasping at the vagine. I'm not into that.
Although,
why can't it just? I would rather there not be a clasp, and I'll just strip on the toilet.
Naked.
I don't like the buttons.
The fiddling down there.
No, it's the buttons.
Because I wore this outfit yesterday. Wearing it again today.
Yeah.
We were in a rush. And I went to the toilet maybe 6 times, let's say, in that day. And it's constant.
Yeah.
And the poppers down there, it's messy.
I'm not into it. Not my thing.
It's fiddly.
Not approved by me.
But I would probably rather that than, I would say, stripping.
You'd rather the poppers?
I think these poppers specifically and the Skims are comfortable. That's all I'm saying.
But I'd rather there be no poppers.
Really, but why could the poppers be maybe lower back?
Yeah, at the back,
kind of, you know, just here on the lower spine. Because then it's not, you've not got a popper on your vagine,
right?
On your vagine crevice.
Maybe we should make our own.
Yeah,
body
maybe
that
will
that
be
could
coming
be our
to
thing.
Our brand coming soon, November.
Maybe I can't see that happening, but who knows?
No,
never say never, guys.
Whenever we're launching our brand. It won't be bodysuits.
It won't be bodysuits. Yet.
Because obviously in time, a bodysuit is a classic, but we'll obviously revolutionise it. Like
we'll have
saying,
the poppers
we are
at the back.
Here.
Absolutely.
But
sorry,
maybe
Kim,
they should
we're
be
upgrading.
Lower. Maybe they should be frontal. Like frontal
vision. Okay, but then what about when we wear leggings over these bodysuits? We're going to have bumps.
Because I'm just thinking
think about
like,
that. There's a lot to think about when we launch these bodysuits, guys.
If there's
guys.
Poppers lower back, that's even more difficult to pop.
Oh, because you can't
see. Because again, it's still the blindness of the popping.
Because
there's something so fitted. So, yeah, but then the poppers at the front, yeah, you can't wear leggings and such.
We'll think about it, guys.
So
let's send us
one.
Your ideas.
I mean, it may as well just be a t-shirt.
Just a super tight.
But then it just
a
doesn't
long...
sit like that. Because when you, say this was just a t-shirt and you tucked it in. Say this was just a t-shirt and I tucked it in because this is just a bodysuit, you don't get that same
you
seamless
get the ripple.
Feels.
Anyway. Absolutely. Anyway, okay. Happy boy talk day, guys.
I know, happy boy talk day.
How are
we
everyone?
Feeling?
Are we
it's
good?
It's snowing today and we're
are
just...
we in love? Are we heartbroken? Are we enjoying boys this week? Are we not liking boys this week?
Are we happy
what
we
all
in
going
love?
Through?
Are we angry
struggling?
In love? Are we thriving and single?
Good thing is summer's on the horizon. So if anyone's struggling...
Well, we had a taste
the perfect
of
perfect time to be single.
In England, we had a taste of summer last week.
We had a bit of sunshine. And but right now, we've currently just had some snow out the window.
It's literally snowing. So. And all we're wearing is a bodysuit and like a blazer, like super light. I'm in April wear, I'm in spring wear.
No, we're in summertime now. British
oh, yeah.
summertime has begun.
That's just a joke. It's literally snowing. It's literally a joke.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Let's have some boy talk chats, guys, shall we?
The week.
Question of the week.
Week. We just had a banana smoothie. Delicious.
Really into a banana smoothies at the moment.
Yeah,
really with you guys. Gosh, let me get it up. Let me
get
it up.
Which is funny because when I have an acai bowl, I take the banana off the top.
Fascinating.
Because I find it slimy when it's been sat there for a while. Anyway.
So we have sex on a first date.
Interesting. Interesting.
We've got I'm open to it or never, ever. Not my thing. Not approved by me.
I feel like it's going to be 70% open to it. Like not ruling it off.
You're not far off. Really? So we've got 60% are open to it,
which
I love. I'm here for this. Well done, guys. And 40% are saying never, ever.
Well, I think it's like just the open to it. It's like, well,
if it happens, it happens. Who knows?
You can't. It's like being like, well, I'm not going to sit here and say my rule is never because what if the vibes are completely immaculate and I feel safe and I feel comfortable and
I want to do
and
it.
And I want to do it. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Then it's like, well, why would you not stop yourself?
But I do know, like,
want to have some fun.
There, lots of people are like on a first, like I won't, like I don't kiss on a first date.
Yeah,
like that's people's rule. Like I don't, on a first date, no. And like no matter what, like that's not happening on a first date.
I think for me, I think even with the kissing thing, I think if it all depends on the person and the
on
chemistry.
The vibe.
Like if it's awkward and you've not like had any touch at all, like it's all about initiating the. Like
physical
if
contact.
He's not, you know, stroked a shoulder or a knee, then you're not going to kiss, and let alone you're not going to have sex.
No.
Do you know what I mean? On this first date. So it's just like, it's all situational, I think. It's depending on the two people as a unit. Because it's like, I mean, yeah, there might be people who they might have had no physical touch.
And then we're
all,
going 0 to 100.
And we're going zero. And he's like, do you want to come back? And you're like, yeah, I fucking do want to come back to your little flat, actually.
See your navy bed sheets. Absolutely. And your
and
single
then,
pillow.
Exactly. And then it just rolls out like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Why don't boys have a lot of pillows?
I don't fucking know.
I think boys.
No, I think mature guys, great bedspread. I think it's the flat left home that I've took my duvet, I've took my from my single bed at home.
I also think scientifically, guys don't like, they like kind of more of a
sleeping
hard,
on a hard floor.
On a hard surface.
Yeah.
Because from my experience, my boyfriend, he doesn't like a lot of the fluffy pillows.
That you've spent your money on.
I've got,
he's not into it.
I spent a lot of money on these pillows, okay?
Wow.
They're lovely, you know, fluffy pillows, aren't they? We've got the same pillows, haven't
we? Yeah, the Zara Home.
Right? Really fluffy. He has to
take them off.
One pillow.
My boyfriend's a one pillow as well.
But I like to be propped up. Probably not great for my back, but I like
a bit of
height in the bed.
You do. And you're a two pillow. You're a double pillow kind of girl.
But you know what's also a game changer? Lydia taught me this. Mm-hmm. Lydia does a fort of pillows. Okay, this is my sister. And she has them across her head and then she has them down the side so she can hug them with her
leg. I do that sometimes. When I really can't sleep, I do that. I hug a pillow.
There's something about being in, is it like the fetal position?
Mm.
I would call that kind of the fetal. Do you think, why does everyone sleep with their leg up like that?
I don't know. Maybe it is
only
to go back
people,
to the life
I
in the womb.
I think it is to go back to feel cocooned in the womb, like you're safe in the womb.
How have we got here from sex on a first date?
The pillows.
Pillows, that was it.
So...
circle back. Of course, each to their own. I think if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
I've never had a rule.
No, I've never had a rule. I've never been like, first dates. No. I've never had a rule. I've just always gone with, well, we'll just see what happens.
Go with the flow. Mm. I think, again, it's just like if you feel safe and comfortable and you're consenting and you want to. For sure.
But I think some of us can have reservations because it's like once, you know, if we have sex on the first date, is he going to want to see me again? Like, am I just giving it all on the first date and then is he going to come back for more? Like, we're going to lose the mystery, like the chase.
Yeah.
It's those kind of like thoughts. It's like, oh, like, should I give it up too soon? It's those type of things, I think, which then come into
which
play.
Which then I understand why it'd be like, do you know what? I want to get to know you before. Because I'm generally like that. Unless I've got a bit of liquid courage. Like, we want a connection. Want to know you, be comfortable with you on other levels before that happens.
I feel like if you're going to sleep with someone...
And it's also about trust.
Yes.
It's like you almost want to trust that person if you're like that. Like, it's like, I need to trust you before we do anything like that. I need to know that you're not going anywhere because I don't give it up easily.
Yeah. I feel like as a general sensible rule, if you're, and this is how I would approach things, like if I was going to sleep with someone on a first date, I would make sure in my own kind of like head, I was like, do you know what, if this is all this is, and if tomorrow I'm never hearing from this guy again, you know, I'm not doing this to try and make him like me more or anything like that, like if this is just like, if I'm going to do this, I've got to be comfortable with the fact that I could never hear from him again.
Yeah.
And I think if you go into it with that attitude,
those expectations,
I think you're totally fine. You're sweet. You're going to have a great time and that's it. Mm. But I think if you're going into it being like, I really like this guy. This has been the best first date. I'm going to sleep with him just to make this amazing. And then, you know, I want to see him tomorrow. And like, you're running away a bit with the situation. I think that's when you
getting
can really
ahead
get
of
your feelings
a little
hurt.
Bit.
Yeah.
Because especially if it is a first date, you're
you have
not
gonna, no idea of someone's intentions.
You're never gonna know until like he or she proves it to you and shows it with actions.
Have you heard about the box theory?
Oh, I felt like you've told me this before.
I've said this on the podcast before, and it's a girl. It's not obviously my theory. It's a girl on TikTok that I saw, and she's got this whole box theory.
Oh, about the you're being put in a box.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll go for it quickly. So it's like, this is just her theory. She's like, guys put women into three boxes when they're going on a first date. So it's like the first box is like, she's wife material, like she can do no wrong. I think she's great, like whatever.
Right.
The second box is like, I'm just here to sleep with her.
Right.
And the third box, I think, is like, I'm never going to see her again. It's something, it's something like that. So it's kind of like, regardless of when you decide to sleep with this guy.
Yeah. You're already in
You're already in a category. So it's like, once you're in your category, no matter really what you do, you're not moving from that category. So it's like, say if, because I think women can sometimes think like, you know, if I wait till like the sixth date, then he might stay around. If I sleep with him on the first date, he's going to like ghost me. And it's like, it's the kind of the idea that like, well, it actually doesn't really make a difference what happens in the end.
Right.
This is her theory. So she says, for example, like, if you're in the wifey box and you sleep with him on the first date, he's still going to call you the next day. He still thinks, no, this girl is one to keep. Like, I want to see her next weekend. Like, it changes nothing. The way he thinks about you is nothing. It's like, no, I think she's great. I want to see her the next day. She's wifey material. Like,
well, yeah, because also people have slept with people on the first date and they're married.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's not like it's not a thing.
You're in that second box, which is like, I just want to sleep with her. So it's like, you know, again,
I'll chase her for as long as I can.
Yeah, like if this is like, if you're, if she's going to make me wait five dates, I'm here for the five dates. And once I've slept with her, that's it. Like, that's all I was really here for. Or it's like, I'm never going to see you again. So like, so you're kind of just rolled out.
Right.
So it's kind of like,
it's interesting.
Just go with what you want to do, because
don't think too much about him or her.
Because if someone's going to, likewise, women can do the same to men. Like, if you're going to ghost him after you've slept with him, then so you, he can't do anything to change that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Nothing he's going to say or do is going
to
change
it. Just
anything.
Goes down to, you never know really in the early stages what people's intentions are.
Because you don't know
so
a
just
person.
Do what you want to do and what you're comfortable with. Don't overthink it and overanalyze it and think, oh, but if I do this and do all the maths and calculate blah, 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 those things will stay around. It's just not how it's
going to
work.
And also, words are so easy. Like,
so easy.
You could have a wonderful first date with someone. He could be saying like, we should do this next week, and we should do this, and then you're like, oh my god, I'm gonna sleep with him, whatever, really
fun. I've got a second date locked in,
and you're sleeping with him, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm definitely gonna call you, like, we'll definitely do that next week. And then he happens to go, so you're thinking, right, well, actions speak louder than words. You were just chatting shit to me and whatnot. So it's just like, you can never truly trust someone until they've proved everything to you. And I think never trust words, especially when
in the early stages.
In the early stages, when you don't know a person's true intentions.
I'm going
to
read some of your responses.
Yeah, what are people saying?
Sex on a first... Okay, this woman said, sex on a first date if you know that you probably aren't going to want a second one.
That's a good point, actually.
Me, like, and my boy... Sorry.
Think of it as like, do I even want to see him again?
Exactly.
You know, like, shall I just have some
Take
fun
the power.
Tonight? And then I'll ghost you. You know what I mean?
Me and my boyfriend met on Tinder and had been talking, then met up on a night out.
Yeah.
We slept together and now have been together for 2 years.
Oh, that's beautiful. Bless you. Sophia just
sneezed. Almost had sex with my now boyfriend on the first date. We met at a party, ended up doing bits, but it worked.
Nice.
And we stayed together for 2 years and counting.
Oh, I love that.
I slept with my boyfriend on the first date. We were together for almost 4 years. You try, see, before you buy.
Right?
True.
Because also, you
this
could,
is true.
You could really fall for a guy, right? You could have maybe waited. This is just hypothetical. Mm. You could have maybe waited 2 months. Mm. It could have been 3 months. And you're thinking there's all this
chemistry. Because there is something about that, like,
for this.
Building up the anticipation.
Yeah, that's also
like,
fun.
That's also part of the early stage, right. Like building it up, right. The tease, the chase.
But
like
then,
guys fucking love that, and so do girls.
You're also building yourself up for disappointment. You might think, oh my God, that was nothing
I
was
expected.
I didn't like that. I don't think I want to continue that. And then it's on you, and you're thinking, that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
You know,
it's almost like, let's find out if we're sexually compatible
right.
off the bat before
right.
I waste any more time.
Right. And then it's like, I'll decide whether I want to see you again. Mm. And if you want to see me again, great. That's fantastic. Mm,
but I'm going to let you know.
Exactly. I'll let you know, Brian. You're free.
If you feel safe and consent, go for it. No shame, personal preference.
For sure.
Sometimes comes more natural when you know the person before the date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never normally do this, but I did for a change, and now he's my boyfriend of 3 years.
You see, that's wow. the whole thing. It's like, she says she never would normally do that.
Yeah.
So normally she's got a bit of a rule. She's like, no, I'm not giving it up on the first date.
Yeah.
And then she did. And
it felt right.
Right? It's actually really beautiful. It's really
when cute. I was younger, I was really against it. I think as women, we're made to believe we're less valuable if we just give sex away easily. Yeah. I agree with that. As I've got older and have some shitty talking stages where I've not given it up until 3 months in, and then they've just ghosted me and completely changed their behavior once Pricks. We've had sex. I honestly think if the feelings are there on the first date, then why not? It saves so much time and energy, because if he doesn't respect you after, he's not the one anyway. And he was probably not going to respect you after waiting
that
months and months.
That was such a good point that she said when she was younger, she probably felt like she wouldn't. And now as she's matured and gotten a bit older, has realized it's actually not as much of a big deal as we make out.
And it's
out.
Not all about like, what's he going to think of me? I don't give
right.
a fuck.
It's
I'm
like,
not
what,
doing
but,
this because of what he thinks of me.
But it's what do I think of
him?
You?
Exactly.
Like, what do you look like in the nude?
Mm. Like, I'm not thinking about if you like me.
Right.
Do I like you? I don't disagree with it. It's just not for me.
Fair.
I honestly don't think it matters as long as you're both comfortable with it. My boyfriend and I did, and we've nearly been together for a year. So I don't think it really makes a difference.
I think the general consensus here is if, I've said it before, but if it's safe, consensual, comfortable, it feels right and you want to,
why
on
not?
Both parties, go for it. Mm-hmm. No, what is that? What are you going to get arrested?
If you want to wait 6 months, you go
you,
and wait.
You
six
go and
months.
Wait 6 months. Like,
absolutely,
you're not going to be put in prison.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You're not going to be arrested. Has anyone ever been handcuffed?
You mean,
as in, I mean, by
content?
The law, by the law.
Imagine
if we were ever handcuffed, like by the police.
I'd be really scared.
I'd be crying.
I'd be like, oh my fucking God.
Because I don't like breaking
here?
Rules in that sense.
Mm.
Like, it scares me. It gives me a lot of anxiety.
We don't break the law.
But I'm just trying to think of a situation where we would be handcuffed like that.
Oh, well, what
out on
we
the
have...
street.
I don't know.
We're
what,
not generally
what crime,
a shoplifter.
What crime are we going to get into? What do you want to do?
Vandalism. Not really our thing.
Mm.
Assault, not really our thing either. Mm-mm.
We're not violent people.
Not violent. We don't.
I don't really
violence.
Know where this conversation's going.
No, I'm just thinking. I always ask, people, have you ever been handcuffed? Have you ever been arrested? Well, because you've been to county jail. You spent a night in the cell.
Night in the cell.
Gosh, a night in the cell. Baby.
Okay, so going off first dilemma, guys. Going off the sex on a first date talk.
Right.
We've got. Does this mean I'm bad in bed?
Okay.
So hi girls, hope you're doing well. My boyfriend of three, I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't like. Well, let's just read it.
My boyfriend of 3 months just
right,
sent me
3 months I think is quite important.
Mm.
That's very fresh.
Incredibly fresh.
Because I feel like, it. Before we just go on, I think this would be a different story if it was your boyfriend of 5 years.
Oh, completely. Completely.
And you'll see why.
My boyfriend of 3 months just sent me an article on how to improve your sex life.
Okay.
And lots of different positions and information.
Right. So we're saying like, this has got a bunch, right.
Does our sex life need improving at 3 months?
Right.
I would hope not.
Right.
but let's see. At first, I was so confused and was thinking, what the fuck is this meant to mean?
Did he not give any context?
So I was hoping you might have some helpful insight. I can't tell if he's just trying to be sweet or if this is weird. Along with the message, he said, there's no pressure, only if I'm interested. So sounds like he's being considerate, okay. but not sure, would love your help.
Right.
Okay, so
right. I think you can either
your boyfriend sends you an article about how to improve your sex life.
You could either look at this from two ways.
Yeah.
Right. We're either looking at it at like he's enjoying the sex you're having in this mm-hmm. relationship, and he's thinking, look at these fun new positions.
For sure.
Amy, look at this.
Why don't we try this on Friday night?
And that's all. And he's saying no pressure, but that looks great.
Yeah.
It's either coming from which I'm actually now thinking is probably more so the case.
Yes.
Because also I'm thinking you don't know each other fully yet. That's probably why you're a bit confused by this message, because you probably don't know each other sexually or that even intimately that well yet.
Yes.
So maybe he's just thrown out that that looks fun.
Like, we should try this.
Kind of like that. That's how
we're young,
I'm,
wild and free. Yeah, I'm here's some positions.
Read over this, Amy. Yes. Educate yourself a little
for
bit.
Me, it
was a good read for myself.
It's the improve. In the article.
Yeah. Yes.
The
me
article
too.
Is how called to How to Improve. Like, if a boyfriend of, 5 years sending you that, I'd be like, it's quite respectful, you know?
I'd things be like, are, thank you for sending me this intellectual article.
The thing is, like, you need to talk, like, sex is what makes your relationships romantic. That's what changes it from platonic to, that's the difference.
Yes, that's
it
the
is.
Difference.
So it's an important thing that you need to...
Because you're not having sex with your friends.
Exactly. So it's something which needs to be open communication. I like that he's kind of sent this article.
Me
it's
too.
Like,
I think
you know, we're talking about this openly. Like, you know, we've both got different needs. Tell me what you like. I'll tell you what I like. All that open communication, I think, is really good. So I like that he's...
Yeah.
Not afraid to talk about it and discuss things. I mean, I like that.
Me too. Or as the girl's initial response kind of to it was that she's a bit offended.
Yeah.
She's thinking, because her subject line was, what, am I bad
Does
in
this
bed?
Does mean I'm bad in bed?
So she's thinking, okay.
He wants me to read this.
Am I not doing what he wants? Am I not pleasing him? Mm. Does he feel like he's not pleasing me? Mm. Like, kind of, is it not good sex?
Mm. Does That's, he think
well,
it needs
improvement?
Well, now
you're questioning all that. I think, simply, talk to him.
Mm.
But like,
Brian, he's obviously happy to talk about
He's obviously
about
happy to talk
sex.
About it. So don't sit here wallowing thinking,
does this mean does I'm this shit mean? In bed?
Because I don't think it does. I think it generally means the first instance. He's just exploring.
I would like to think so.
I feel like he just wants to talk things out. Like, you're in a relationship, you talk about these things.
Yeah.
So, like, talk to him, but like, you know that article you sent me the other day, Brian?
Because no one wants to feel critiqued in the bedroom.
Andrew, Holly.
Married at first sight
Andrew.
Vibes.
Holly, there's nothing... you weren't even, oh wait, what's his accent?
He's from Texas.
Holly, you just weren't there.
But even like that other couple where she doesn't feel desired by him and now he's a bit, anyway, this is just TV talk,
but
no one wants to feel critiqued,
and Andrew critiqued Holly
or
very much
analyzed
so.
In the bedroom
or
so
compared,
I think,
compared Andrew compared Holly to a one night stand.
Yeah, so I think like receiving that article, especially if you weren't the most like, you know, sexually confident, really knew what you were doing, was like, I know how to do this, blah blah
well,
blah.
You're still
and then if you're
things.
Receiving that article that's like how to improve your sex life, I would be a bit like, oh my god,
it's
like
the subject line of the article.
Yeah, like, oh, like, is he sending me this because he wants me to I need some tips, he wants me to improve,
like I need to read over it and revise it.
Yeah, I can see why your mind has gone down that rabbit hole.
Well, yeah, because you again, it's still so new. So I think just talk to him, just have a conversation, be like, you know, that article, what did you mean by it, you know, did you, are you insinuating this, or do you just want to try this out?
Well, maybe just like forget the article and
just talk about
just
your
be
sex
like,
life.
Just
be like,
have a pillow
just,
talk.
Just have
don't have to have it on a Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Right,
it's just
in the
pillow
middle of
talk
the day.
Vibes.
Yeah, just have a conversation about it and just gauge how he's feeling if you've never spoken about it before. Mm. and just get gauge his response, because I generally don't think he meant it as like a read now this over Reddit, and improve your improve your fucking...
I don't either. Initially I did, but after actually thinking about it, I don't.
I think maybe you're panicking a little bit.
Which is normal
because I think I would too. Overthinking it a little bit. You've delved too deep into it and then you brought yourself to write an email for advice. Mm. And I think now it's all up in your head and it's
too much.
And you're just getting overwhelmed. But I think it was just an easy breezy look at how fun this is. I read over this, I you know, blah
let's
blah blah.
Let's try this. I'm gonna send this to my girlfriend
because this is what we do.
Yeah,
we have sex.
Yeah, there we go.
So I think we solved that one.
Yeah,
so solved the
good
case
vibes, I think.
I think it's
I like
good
that
vibes,
he's communicating
again,
about
talk
it
talk to him, see what he says. If some of the language he used, you're a bit like, oh,
he's not obviously not afraid to talk about sex. He's not embarrassed to talk about it. So take advantage of that.
I should hope he'll be open to having a conversation with you in person, not over text.
Absolutely.
About whatever might be going on down there.
Good luck.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, not invited on the family holiday after 7 years. That's going to sting. Okay, but also...
But then does it?
Yeah. Let's read.
Let's continue.
Hello, girls. So, I need some advice, and I was thinking if any of the girls could also relate. That's actually interesting.
Sure they can.
Recently, my boyfriend of 7 years, okay?
Wow.
Mum has stated that she wants to organise a family holiday for next year.
Okay.
Before this, however, in the past, when there's been a few family events, I sometimes do not get invited, even though the family claim to like me and have stated I am part of the family.
Okay.
My boyfriend stuck up to me about this and said to his mum... Stuck up for me about this and said to his mum, I should be invited to these things as
lovely.
I'm his partner.
Good boyfriend.
You know, I'm not going anywhere. Eventually, I'm going to have his child. Eventually, I'm going to have your grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Include me.
Welcome me with open arms.
As you should, right? This hurts even more because my family invites my boyfriend to every social occasion we have, as he is now family and has been for all these years.
Mm-hmm. 7 years is a long time.
Fair enough, if it was a couple of years, even then, like, I'd expect an invite to the family functions.
Family functions, yes. Family holidays, not necessarily, no.
Yeah, but if it was like my boyfriend's going, he's got his own room, yeah, bring Holly. Mm. You know, I think it's like a, I feel like it's quite a normal thing. If there's like, if you've got like a big family, yeah. I joked / was being serious, lol, that obviously I'm not invited on this holiday, which he replied, well, no, you're not, because it's just my household which are going. So I'm assuming just the siblings and Brian himself. Am I being crazy and thinking I should have at least had an invite, as we have been together 7 years? I mean, if we lived together, I obviously would have been invited, which we don't, due to only just being able to save for a mortgage this year.
Okay, so like, you guys are buying a house together.
This is serious. Like, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I think it's more confusing because if they like me as much as they say they do, they would just invite me. My boyfriend does not seem to understand where I'm coming from at all, which is frustrating to me. Okay, so the boyfriend's not getting it. I know you should not compare relationships, but it makes me sad when my best friend is always invited to her boyfriend's family holidays and occasions constantly and is really close with them. Am I overreacting, or is there some meaning behind my madness?
I think, have you ever been on a family holiday with your boyfriend?
My family.
Mm-hmm.
Technically I've never invited a boyfriend on a family holiday, nor have I been on a family holiday with a boyfriend. But like, I've seen people go on family holidays with their boyfriend's family. And right, has Lydia been on a holiday with?
I can't know.
But I feel like it's generally like a normal thing. Because I'm thinking like my cousins and stuff, they brought their girlfriends on family holidays.
Mm. I think it's honestly just like
dependent on the family.
Yes, like I've never been on a family holiday with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I've never invited a boyfriend on a family holiday either. And it was like, and I kind of get what he's saying. Like, you know, you're going away, they're going away as a household. Like,
yeah, I can
like,
understand that.
It's like your siblings, it's like family time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe his mum and dad are thinking, oh, you're going to be moving out soon with your girlfriend. Let's get a little family holiday and family time. Like,
yeah.
I feel like when like kids are growing up and they're all in their relationships and kind of hang out on their own, parents like, let's do a family holiday. Let's get some bonding time. Like,
yeah.
You know, maybe they think you see your girlfriend all the time. This is a family holiday. So I get that.
Yeah, especially if you're not living as a household anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, I'm not living at home anymore. Lydia's not living at home anymore.
So it's like, let's bring the tribe back together on a family holiday.
It's like, we're going on holiday this year as a family.
Yeah,
it's nice.
I get that. But I can see why, you know, oh yeah, my friend's been invited on a family holiday with her boyfriend and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Everyone's in a different financial position. Maybe his parents are thinking, well, are we supposed to pay for her flights? Like, we can't afford that. Like, what's the
right.
deal there? Like,
there's also that aspect.
You know, there's some families which might do a big villa and they're like, yeah, invite who you want. It's like, well, yeah, because you've got loads of fucking
cash
from this villa and you've got all these rooms.
Right.
So I don't think I wouldn't personally be offended. Fair enough, right?
But
okay, fair enough.
At this moment in our relationship, because that's 7 years.
No, listen, fair enough. Let's say he's got a brother and a sister, right? And their boyfriends and girlfriends are going on the trip.
Right.
And you're the only partner that's
not invited.
Fair enough. I feel like that feels very personal. That feels
that's
very
nasty.
Like excluding you.
That's a problem.
That's not nice. But it's like, if they are just going as a household, I think, go on your family holiday, fair enough. We'll go on holiday at a separate time. I don't need to be on holiday with your mum and dad and blah, 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 blah.
Right. Which I also understand. I think, like you said, so you think when you're living together, you will be invited on these
Because you'll
holidays,
be seen as more of a couple.
Because you'll be seen as like a household in itself.
Like, you come as a pair
like,
now.
Like, because I live, like, well, I can't, Brian can't go without Susan because Susan's at home alone. Which I understand also.
I think it's probably coming from the fact that you are feeling left out from the family functions. It's less about the actual holiday and more about just like a couple of little things. Like, why aren't I being...
I think it's more also, like, maybe you'd want the mum to be like, kind of say something like, we're, you know, oh, it'll be really nice to have you next time when we go to the south of France, Susan, you know, next time
to.
or you know, can't wait to celebrate, you know, Brian's birthday when we're back. I don't know, kind of acknowledging
your presence,
just the situation. But I don't think I'd like, if my boyfriend at this point went on holiday with his family, I don't think I would expect an invite. But then it's not been 7 years, and I don't know
how you'd feel after 7 years.
How I would feel after 7 years. Because that's a long time. It's a decade.
It's a very long time.
Like, I feel like then, yes, I would actually be like, oh, I would love to have come on that because I am part of the family. So I understand where she's coming from.
Oh, I completely understand where you're coming from. Don't get me wrong.
Especially if they're saying you're a part of the family.
Yeah.
Well, then, if you're telling, looking me in the eyes and telling me I'm a part of the family, I should be on the family holiday because I'm a part of the family. So if you're looking at it like that, but then you could also look at it, I'm not the initial
You can go on holiday with him on your own.
Yeah. But then it's like, you want to spend time with the family and get to know them, because I will be birthing their grandchildren one day.
Weird one.
It's a tricky one.
I think everyone can relate to different experiences. Like, I know some people, like the boyfriends and girlfriends, they're always on the holiday.
Always. Yeah.
Whereas some families are like, you spend enough fucking time with them. I want to hang out as a family without them for a sec.
I think also sometimes
it's just different scenarios.
It's dependent on the amount of siblings and stuff.
Yes.
Because if you haven't got many siblings, then it's like, bring the girlfriend.
More the merrier.
Bring the boyfriend because we're not a big family already.
Yeah.
But if there's already 4 siblings and everyone's bringing their fucking girlfriends
then
and boyfriends,
it's a fucking party.
Then it's 20 people. And that's a lot of people to rally around and get dinner reservations for every night on holiday.
And get flights and get the same time off work and make things more complicated.
Right. So if you're thinking like that,
I would try and honestly, like, I can understand definitely, like, you'd feel a bit left out, a bit rejected, a bit like, oh, am I not wanted? Yeah. Absolutely. But I also think you and your boyfriend are moving in together.
Nothing's changing not, there.
Yeah, like, don't take this too personally.
Don't hold a grudge against your boyfriend for not understanding as well, because I think there are bigger fish to... There are definitely worse problems to have.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe just make a comment the next time you're all together. Be like, I would love to come on the next holiday. I think it'll be so fun. Mm. Fuck it. Say
have
it.
Have an amazing time. Yeah. Would love to be there
the next time. You know, we should arrange something, all seven of us, next time. You know, just make a comment if you want to and you want to make it known. I'd love to be there, Susan. All right,
there's bigger problems to have. Yeah, you know that, but we
also
all know that
everyone's problems are relevant.
I can see why
them.
This would bug you, and I can see if your boyfriend's not understanding, it's going to be like, hello.
It would bug me too, because I'd at least want my boyfriend to be like, do you know what, I would like you there. Yeah, Jessica,
or even like oh, I wish you were coming, would be great to have you there.
I'm
hopefully
gonna talk
next
to
time.
Mum and see if I can I can add you to the flight, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's none of that energy from him. So I also get that.
But you're moving in together, you're buying a house together.
Right.
Your relationship's great. There's no need to,
right,
you know, have doubts there. Gosh, you're doing good. Doing good. Baby. Switching gears again.
Right, switching up.
I miss my old fling despite having a happy relationship.
Okay. Let's delve into this one.
Generally, this one needs dissecting.
What are you missing about him? Is there something missing from your current partner? Is it?
Let's find
what
out.
What is it?
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay
tuned. Hey, girls. My dilemma is that I still have feelings for my old situationship.
Okay.
I met this guy, we'll call him Brian, when I went to college. We were talking for 3 months. The problem was he had a girlfriend the whole time.
Oh. Brian, Susan, what are you doing?
I know, what are you doing, guys?
Susie.
I know it's terrible and would never do this now, but we were younger and it's just what happened.
Okay.
We all make mistakes, yeah. She ended up finding it out about us on my birthday, and I admitted everything to her, including screenshots of messages, etc.
Okay. So you
However,
came clean.
She chose to believe him, and what? He gaslighted both of us, telling me I made it up, he would never go for someone like me anyway, and that all the messages I had were meant for his girlfriend. What?
They were meant for you, babe.
I don't know why they're on her phone.
How can someone believe such an obvious lie? Well, it's when you want to see the truth.
When you
want
to believe.
You will believe. Mm. But after screenshots, gaslighting the whole situation. Mm. That's crazy. I didn't see that one coming.
I know. So less than a month later, I met my now boyfriend at a house party. A month and a half after that, we made it official and have been together for 3 years.
Nice.
Making us all
it's
now...
It's been 3 years.
Making us all 20. So this all kicked off when they were 17.
Okay,
they're all 20
so we
now.
Were young. We were young, wild and free.
So I love this guy and want to spend the rest of my life with him. Okay. But I still have thoughts, probably twice a month. That's quite specific. About Brian.
Jeez.
I miss the excitement and deep down think I still have feelings because I never got closure. Oh, how do I stop these feelings? Please give me some wisdom.
Right. What we have to do with Brian is forget about him. He was cheating on his girlfriend with you, then gaslit you and his girlfriend with lies, and now is walking the streets a free man,
no
and
handcuffs.
Do not. I think it's so hard. I think when you're young, like, because it was exciting, whatever, and you're looking at the good times.
Do you know why I think it's almost why I think it can sometimes be harder to get over a situationship or like someone you were never truly with,
but you always kind of wanted.
Can be harder to
be... to
get over that than an actual like relationship, because when it is a situationship, when you're not fully with someone or you're kind of dabbling in it. You only kind of get the best bits.
Yeah. And also your mind runs away with you.
Yeah, it's actually more about your imagination and what you're imagining and picturing and what's this going to be like. And it's not actually about the reality
of the situation.
It. Because imagine, like, you know, if you'd have got into a relationship with Brian and been with him for, let's say, like 2 years, you probably may have had your arguments. He might have cheated on you if he's cheated on his other girlfriend. You would have had bad times. And then that is going to be easier to get over than someone someone who you've just had these magical, just exciting couple of months with. Then, it's like nothing's had time to go wrong yet.
Right.
So I can see why you like, but you know that the whole relationship wouldn't be like those, you know, little months that you had that was all
sneaking
like
sneaking around.
Yeah,
and like,
you know that wouldn't be how it would continue.
Right.
Because that's just not how things work.
Exactly.
So I can see how sometimes that's harder to get over because that's all you've got off that person.
Yeah.
And you've got no also, almost like struggle and bad times and rough patches with that person.
The closure, it wasn't black and white. Like yeah. It was like, oh, but does he like me? I know he's...
How does he feel about
this? How does
this?
He actually feel though? Mm. I know he's just kind of frantically trying to apologize to his girlfriend and save that, but how does he actually feel about me? Like, of course he likes me because he was lying for me. Mm. You know, like this kind of fucking like toxic...
Silly thoughts.
And I think because you never fully had him, you're thinking, well, now I'm fucking...
What could have been?
And also you're thinking, I'm comfortable with my boyfriend. Mm. It's...
That door's closed.
You know, that door's... You know, you're in that relationship now. There's none of that excitement anymore. You're thinking back, but that was so exciting when I was with Brian. Like, that was so exciting.
This is why people have affairs.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they get into these, like, you know...
They want to be wanted again. It's that kind of like, if your relationship isn't, you know, as fiery as...
It once was,
you know? So
you look for that elsewhere, but it eventually always fades no matter who... It is. So it's inevitable.
What you need to remind yourself about Brian is that he was not boyfriend material. No, you know, yes,
not a good guy.
You might have a really fun night with Brian. Mm. You might right now, you could go cheat on your boyfriend. You could sleep with Brian. You could have a really fun,
feel
wild night.
Feel really desired and exciting.
And sexy and all this. And you could have a one really great
little
night.
Entanglement.
You could probably have three great nights with Brian, all right? But what's that going to result to? Your boyfriend's going to find out you cheated on him. Mm-hmm. He's going to break up with you. Then Brian's going to be like, well, I was only sleeping with you.
Yeah, Brian's going to
fuck
off.
I don't want a relationship with you, Susan. You know, I was just seeing that as a bit of fun. Mm. And then you're left with
nothing. No, and you've lost a guy who you've had a 3-year relationship with.
So you've just got to remind yourself of this, like what Brian would bring to the table. Yeah, look.
And actually the reality.
The reality is you could have loads of fun with Brian for a couple of nights, a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months again, whatever. But that's all it's going to
be.
Result to and like he might still be with his girlfriend, like we don't know what's, you know, but you know I think you've just got to remind yourself of that is Brian and I've got a great boyfriend. You know, you could sacrifice it. Yeah, you, if you're not happy in a relationship, maybe you're truly not happy if you're thinking about other boys. I don't know.
That's another thing.
I don't know if you should be thinking about other boys. No, you shouldn't. Would you want your boyfriend thinking about other girls?
No.
Desiring other girls in your relationship? No.
I kind of think that when you, and we've said this before, like when you start having those
thoughts.
Say if you've been in a long-term relationship, which has been pretty happy, pretty smooth sailing. When you start having those little thoughts of other people, or maybe like, what would life be like if I was single, or what would I be doing if I, you know, what if that guy was interested in me? What would I do? Blah, blah. It's like when you kind of start having those thoughts,
curiosity creeps in.
Your subconscious, in your sub, it's kind of like something's missing in your relationship because you know when you're, you know, totally fulfilled and super happy in your relationship, it's not on your radar other people being single
or what
entertaining other guys. It's not, and
it shouldn't be
when you're in a good place. So then when those thoughts do come in, this is why I'm thinking, like, is your relationship still right if you are still thinking about
exciting
things with past flames? I don't know
when you, like, being in a relationship with someone for 3 years is beautiful and you love them. It's lovely and you obviously love him.
Mm.
But is that enough? Mm. Sometimes it comes down to it.
Love is not enough.
Is that enough? Is he fulfilling me in every single way? Am I making him? You know, there's
a lot of different components which need to sync up for a long-term successful relationship.
Yeah.
It's not just about, oh, we love each other, or oh, this. There's actually a lot. It's about everything. It's about timing. It's maturity. It's all different
things which
need to sync up for a long-term relationship to really work. And it takes effort. It takes commitment.
Yeah. So in terms of the Brian situation, like I said, you could go cheat on your boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, cheat on your boyfriend, sleep with Brian if that's what... I don't know, but you're going
to jeopardize. No, I'm not telling you to do that.
No, but I'm just telling you, if that's... I don't know, there's this excitement. I don't know what you're thinking Brian's going to offer you other than that. Like, because he's not going to give you much more than that.
Mm.
But really consider your own relationship that you've already got. Like, you seem happy, but like, are you
I
happy?
I think maybe try and figure out if you're just in a bit of a, oh, fantasizing thing just, because you're in this long-term relationship.
You're just thinking about Brian.
And thinking about past flames and blah, 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 and what life used to be like. But the thing is, like, when you get into like the reality of life, like the mundane kind of like the Monday to Fridays, like you want someone there who's really with you, and it's not going to be all this, oh my God, it's so chase and blah, 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 blah.
Because that's just not the reality of a relationship.
No, it's not. So make sure you know what you've got and what you would be giving up if you decided to end relationship and for some reason seek out Brian. Sure. I don't think you should seek out Brian either. Definitely not. I think Brian needs to go in the bin. I do not think you should go there
Brian's
whatsoever.
Brian's in his own world. And you might, do you know what the issue is? You might be thinking, but he might have spent 3 years.
No.
What's different? No. Has Brian changed? Is he ready for a relationship with me? All these fucking questions. Mm.
I know what you're thinking.
Me too.
I would avoid Brian at all costs and try and forget about him and really focus on your relationship and spend the next few months thinking about it. If this is still serving you or not.
And if you're still thinking about Brian,
then I would end my relationship out of the respect for the partner. Because imagine if your boyfriend was having these thoughts
about what Helen is
doing these days. I'm still thinking, but you'd be like, you're obviously not in love with me because you're thinking about Helen. No. So think about if your boyfriend was doing the same things that you want
and how would you feel
about it, because that might kind of help you realize what you need to do, you know.
For sure. Baby. Right. How do I turn a hookup into a relationship? Are you asking us for the science here? I don't know if there is any science behind this. Hi, ladies.
It can happen.
Okay. So, basically, I met this guy last October at a bar. And the second he walked in, I turned to my friend and straight up said, that is the most attractive man I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
He was exactly my type, only better. He was tall. We're talking 6'4".
Wow.
That is huge.
Skyscraper.
We met a boy who was 6'3 yesterday.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck
you. He was the tallest man I've ever met. So an extra
inch. Makes me realise that all the boys say they're 6 foot are lying. Because I'm like, there's no way you're 3 inches shorter than that.
Athletic build, tan, long hair, which I'm usually not into, but it was giving Thor Hercules vibes.
Absolutely.
Just a big, bearded man.
Thor energy.
He was beautiful. I'm from Toronto and just knew he wasn't from here. Mm. To my surprise,
from out of town.
He's from out of town, maybe Vancouver or something like that. Or maybe, what's another town in Canada? Ontario.
Ontario.
Maybe he's from Whistler or something.
Atlanta.
That's not in Canada.
Yeah, I'm just saying places.
Atlanta, Texas.
California,
maybe he's a Cali dude. Okay, so to my surprise, he ended up finding his way over to where I was sitting.
Wow, how convenient.
He seeks you out also with my friends by saving me from a creepy older guy that wouldn't leave me alone.
Okay.
It's like I manifested him. Mm. Turns out he spotted me the second he walked in too. Of course he did.
It was like a movie.
It was a movie. And secretly told the waiter to move him and his friends to the table right beside us so he could find a way to talk to me.
Love that. Nice.
Love that from Brian. Anyway, from that moment, we spent the entire night talking and my friends were in absolute awe of this.
Wow.
When I'm out, I'm really not the type to give guys a time of day. Because I'm truly not social like that. But there was an undeniable spark.
I'll attach
a video of us the night we met because my friend managed to get a sneaky video of us that we all ended up laughing about. Oh my God. Should we watch the video now or after?
After.
It looked like we had been together for years. Oh. Turns out he just moved from California.
Bingo.
To play professional sports in Toronto.
Wow, he's an athlete.
Just my luck. Mm. Wow, he's an athlete. We spent the whole night talking, even planning our entire life together, like how many kids we wanted and what type of family dog we would get.
He's a charmer. He's telling you what you want
to
hear.
Anyway, we ended up sleeping together that night. And although this really isn't something I do, I've only ever slept with 4 guys, including him. I have no regrets. Mm. Amazing.
Exactly. It goes back to the first. She felt it was right.
She says it was the best sex I've ever had.
Wow.
God, Brian's really delivering.
Brian knows what he's
Our
doing.
Our sexual chemistry was field. Out of this world. He was so attentive and caring. I've never had a guy pay so much attention to detail in the bedroom and make me feel so safe
Wow.
Wow.
Brian is a gift from God.
Wow.
It was all about
me. Give me all the attention.
He asked me to stay over, but I ended up going home after we had a shower together, as I didn't want to overstay my welcome.
Okay, you were like, I'm going to go. Like, leave them wanting more. Let's have a shower
event. I'm going to go.
Yeah. You don't want to wake up there, smelly breath, half makeup on your face. I get that. Get out.
I honestly thought I'd never hear from him again. Mm-hmm. But I woke up to a text message from him the next day saying, I might be addicted to you.
What a nice message.
And we went for coffee.
Wow, the next day. That's great.
The excitement is in the air. This is so exciting.
Wow, I'd love to receive that text.
I was so excited. That's a really good text.
I'd be so fucking excited.
That's a really good text from Ryan. We ended up talking for about a month. Sleeping together two more times, but never going on official dates. Okay.
We're getting to the crux of the problem.
Because I would have thought he'd have been like, dinner Friday.
I want to take you out. I'm addicted to you. Let me take you out.
You like sushi? 8 p.m. I'll pick you up.
Yeah. I was expecting more from that.
Okay, so maybe that's just a bit of fuckboy energy from Brian. Mm. He knows what to say to the girls.
He's
the
a charmer
right
for sure. He's a charmer for sure.
I'd drop down dead.
Oh, I'd be weak at the knees. Yeah.
I would drop down dead, truly, to my grave. Okay.
We don't even know the boy.
So we've never been on an official date. Just a little mall / coffee dates and hanging out.
Okay.
So you never had a sexy evening date.
But also, but like, kind of... you are hanging out outside. It's not like just come over to mine at 2 p.m. Right. At 2 a.m. You are hanging out in the day, getting coffee. Yeah. You're not just having sex.
Right. That's like an all day thing,
I'm assuming.
It's not
just sex appointments.
Because it's like, if you're having a coffee, then you're probably going back to his, ordering takeout. Yeah,
yeah,
and then...
yeah. You're just not being taken out.
Yeah. But then we had a falling out.
Oh,
and
no.
Instead of telling him why I was upset, I ended up just removing him from everything. Shit.
Oh wow.
I'm working on not doing that, but I just hate expressing my feelings, and I felt like because it was so new and casual, I didn't owe him a convo. Okay,
so you got your walls up and you were like, right. I'm out. I don't want to get heartbroken. Right.
Anyway, fast forward to February and I couldn't stop thinking about this guy. Mm. I said, fuck it, and followed him again on Instagram, despite how much it hurt my ego to do so.
Okay.
He quickly followed me back and messaged me immediately, saying that he thought he would never hear from me again.
Oh my gosh, I like this energy
me
from this
too,
guy in a weird way.
He wanted to respect my wish to cut him out.
Oh, he really knows what to say, doesn't he?
He acknowledged he knew he fucked up and crossed a boundary. I wonder what happened.
Crossed a boundary?
He said he had never been ghosted before and he admired how I wasn't willing to deal with his idiotic behaviour.
No, so you put him in his place.
All was forgiven.
Wow, I bet he liked that.
Yeah, me too.
I respect her.
I don't want to get into what happened, but looking back, I realised I only knew him for a month, 30 days. My feelings were intense and I placed expectations on him that I never actually communicated to him. Yeah,
fair.
It was a whirlwind romance. Mm. It was all so
such
fast.
Such a whirlwind.
You were, you know, so impressed by him. Mm. You were taken aback.
Not got time to think.
Yeah. I was upset that my idealization wasn't met and I made a permanent decision over temporary feelings. Mm. Jeez.
You're very self-aware. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I made a
really
permanent
admire that.
Yeah, okay. I imagine if I just messaged him about it, we could have fixed it then and there. Mm-hmm. I told him this and he validated my feelings, saying that I dealt with it exactly how I saw fit and that he holds no hard feelings towards me for ghosting
him. I respect you guys. You sound very mature.
I know. All was good and we caught up. He told me he was back in California training, but that he would be back in Toronto in May for his season to start and would love to see me again if I was open to it. So we've got about a month and it's going to be back in
the city.
We've
got a bit of prep.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Eat that pineapple and drink all your water.
Amazing. We've kept in contact, but nothing too serious. Just catching up and checking in on each other.
I like that.
You're not in
keeping
the same...
tabs. Yeah. I've not forgot about
so
you.
So after that long background, my question is, how do I turn this from a hookup to something more serious?
Oh,
I have no idea where his head at is at, of
me
course.
Me neither.
Ideally, I want him to take me to dinner, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's expecting us to just go back to sleeping together. How do I navigate that situation? If he asks me to just come over the first time I see him again, how do I let him know in a casual way that I expect to be taken out? I've never been in a committed relationship, just situationships. I can never seem to get guys to progress past the exclusive stage. Hoping you guys have some advice for me, as I really value your opinion.
Wow.
I really see myself building a future with this guy. I'll attach pictures of us so you can match a face to the stories. It's incredible. Okay, we're just going to look at the pictures.
Sorry about this, guys. Can't see
wow,
these.
Wow, she's a beautiful woman. Lovely long hair.
She's wearing a lovely wrap top wrapping around
that
the neck.
That looks like a little, yeah,
wrapping
that looks like
round.
Jeans and a nice top kind
of
vibe.
Yeah, she's got a little porn star. Next image, we've got brown satin dress from the back. We're showing the booty. Lovely
what does
smile.
He look like?
Wow. Okay, athlete. Okay.
Oh, he's on the football
tall.
Field.
He's got some training bands. He's smiling. He's got
bit
a cap
of stubble.
On. Bit of stubble, but nice smile.
Bit of a man
wow,
bun going on.
Wow, he's got
on.
A man bun with a little shave size. Lovely calves, lovely legs, lovely physique. Let's watch the video. Here we go. This is the video.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
You're like sat on his knee, arms around.
Literally. So this is the
oh,
chemistry.
You, see, if I'd have seen that, I'd think this was a long-term relationship.
They look like they've been together for 5 years.
Okay, right. Okay. We've got to, this needs to come to life.
I think, right, brilliant. What you're doing right now is great. Checking in, catching up, whatever. We're waiting for May.
I think it's all great so far.
If he, in the case that he does say, oh my God, I'm back. Like, do you want to come round tonight?
Come over.
All you got to say is something like, well, I'd prefer a dinner out, let's say Friday. You know, I don't know. Like, be like, no, I don't want to come round to yours. I don't want to go for sushi.
I feel like you guys have really established a very open line of communication.
And I also
you
think,
seem to really right? be self-aware. Both of you are validating each other's feelings. It sounds like a mature situation.
I think you've had all that fun hookup time and then you kind of had the ghosting time. You both had a think and I think you thought, I like him more than I realize. And I think he thinks,
also realizes that. Because he replied straight away.
Being like, I like her more than I realize. And now I think May is going to be different for you guys. I do. I think it's going to be a different level.
I feel
level.
Like he might bring a different energy in
Me
May.
Too.
And I really hope that he does because I don't want you to be the one because I don't believe you should ever have to do this asking, what are we?
No.
Where is this going?
No.
I don't want you to be in that situation.
If he's not coming to you in May
with the right energy.
With the right energy, then I think don't.
You don't want a repeat of last time.
Yeah. I mean, try and see if he's going to establish like, what we're going to do in May, like before he even gets here, like see like what is his energy like? Is he being like, I can't wait to take you out for dinner, like or is he being like,
because at the end
can't
of
wait
the day
to get you back in my bed, or
I
like,
do like the sound of this guy, but I think he sounds like a real charmer, but
real
he
charmer
should,
he's addicted
right
to you.
He should be saying like in May or leading up to May, he should be giving you the energy of, I can't wait to take you out to dinner. I know this great place that I want to take you to. I really want to take you here, blah, blah, blah. That is what he should be bringing
saying.
Second time around. So I don't want you to keep excusing his lack of effort, really. Because, yeah, he's saying all the right things. He's a charmer, absolutely. You're swept off his feet.
Yeah.
You know, he swept you off his feet, sorry.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He swept you
off your feet.
Your feet. He's ticking all the boxes, kind of. So I don't want, it's easy to make excuses for someone
sure.
when you're really enjoying it and it's really great. You've got this passion, you've got this chemistry, it's great.
Like, is
but
he
remember
saying now in
what
these messages,
want.
Like, is he being like, I can't wait to see you? Like, is he saying these things that you want to hear? Or is he just, I don't know. Because I feel like if I was excited to see someone that I hadn't seen for a while and we were like kind of going to start seeing each other, he would be being like, well, look, I'm going to book a dinner in now. Why don't we plan for the May 5th, you know, and let's go here. I don't know.
Maybe you can keep it really flirty and really like fun
sexy.
And just be like, you're going to have to take me out if you want to see me. Like,
and then if he's not reciprocating that energy, then I don't think he deserves any much more of your
time.
Unless you just want to have fun with him, but then your feelings are going to get hurt. Because you know you could have a lot of fun with this guy, but clearly...
But you've done that before.
You've done that before
you've had
and
that
it's
period
ended
with
in
him.
Tears. And you know that he's you're falling for him.
And you also
you
know
can't
that,
not
like,
fall for him.
Exactly. You can't just have fun anymore because your feelings are in it
and
now.
And also, like you've said, you're seeing him in your future.
You know you
so
want more.
You're not just going to have fun with this guy. Like, he has to take you seriously also. Otherwise, you can't have any form of relationship with him. And you're just going to have to move on.
I think option one is he says, come round. And you're like, yeah, sure, I'll roll with your punches. You take the lead, whatever. Option two is going to be, no, like, if you want to see me, like, take me out, blah, blah, blah. Or option
give him the energy
three,
straight away.
Option three is more of a actual conversation, not just, like, dancing around the topic. And it's like, look, like, I'm so excited to see you, like, blah, 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 blah. But if we're going to get into this again, like, I don't want us to just be sleeping together. Like, I want to date you.
I see
I'm
you.
Not saying that we're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, that we're going to get married, but, like, I want to date you if this is going to continue.
I think roll with option two.
Mm-hmm.
If option two is not providing the
advanced
answers we need,
Option three, we're gonna have a conversation. If then option three
just
is
so
not
you can get your answers and not
straight away in May. We're not. This is not going on till September.
No,
with you still just sleeping with him and us not knowing what's going on, and you're just getting your feelings hurt and you're crying. So
I have faith that he's going to bring the right energy.
I think it's
in
different
May.
This time. I feel like it's
and
different.
And if he
this
doesn't,
time.
Remember what you're worth and remember what you want, and
don't,
you're not going to be fulfilled if he's not acting
don't
correctly.
Don't get distracted and just
I know, caught up in the whirlwind again
of his 6'4"-ness and his beautiful physique.
And you're thinking, but I'm not ready to let go. I want to hang out with him as much as I can. I don't want to say no.
I mean, it's so easy to do that.
So
but then
easy.
Just remember, you're going to get way more hurt in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you could, and you might be thinking, but he could change, give him a few months. Mm. He might feel a different way. No.
From the way he responded to you blocking him,
Very mature.
Yeah, I think he'll respect you for being like, no, like, I know what I want. Like, I want to date you. Like, if you want to see me, take me out. I think he'll be like, oh, okay.
I think
he will actually enjoy that energy from you, potentially.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. I want to stay updated on this.
Please keep us posted
on
this,
okay? For May, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want an update.
And if it's not good enough, he's not good enough.
Yeah. Because then we know what his intentions are.
Exactly.
And we know he's probably messaging four of the girls in Toronto.
Because.
Waiting for, you know, him to come back to Toronto.
It goes back to the basics. We say it all the time. It's not rocket science, right?
It is.
If a guy wants you to be his girlfriend, you will be. He's going to ask you to be his girlfriend. If a guy wants to take you out on a date, he's going to take you out on a date. The guys that are like hesitant to make plans and busy or doing things last minute or just, oh yeah, come round. That's not the energy you get from someone who is like,
serious,
I can't let this
you.
Girl go. She's got to be mine. Like, no one else can have, like, this is my wifey material.
Also,
like,
final point, he could be saying everything you want to hear. He's saying, I'm addicted to you. Mm. He's saying all the sweeter things. But if he's not matching that with, you know, the dates and the exclusivity and that you're my girlfriend, and then it's not, he's
it's
just
not right.
chatting shit.
Mm. And we're all being blinded by
And we're all being blinded by he's a great actor.
He's a great actor.
Great actor, that Brian.
And the Oscar goes to
Brian, 6'4".
Athlete, California.
Whatever. Okay.
Well, good luck.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
If not, it's summer. Fuck it. Hot girl summer. You're gonna be totally fine.
It'll be May, June. Brilliant.
You haven't met your feet.
Fly out off to Greece.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
Euro summer.
Meet some footballers.
It's
going to
be great.
Like that.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Tune in next Wednesday. And you can always email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, and you can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you next Wednesday, guys. Have a good week. Love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.